Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The number of people who have contracted COVID-19 in the U.S. is now more than 11 million. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University also say deaths in the U.S. now total more than 255,000. In response to the surge, more than 30 states have imposed new restrictions since the beginning of the month. New curfews are going into effect this weekend in Ohio and most of California. China has pledged to get its coronavirus vaccine to lesser developed countries as a way of improving government relations. As NPR's John Ruwitch reports, many countries were unhappy with China's lack of transparency when the pandemic began.
So China really wants to look responsible here, right? So the virus emerged in China first. That's where it blew up. The Chinese government's initial response was to cover it up, and they've gotten major flack for that. So it appears to be trying to put all that behind it and build goodwill. Some are calling it vaccine diplomacy, even.
NPR's John Ruwitch reporting. Leaders of the world's 20 largest economies began a two-day virtual summit Saturday. As NPR's Jason Slotkin reports, the pandemic was high on the agenda.
The leader of Saudi Arabia hosted this year's summit, applauded investments by G20 nations in vaccine development and bolstering the global economy. He urged a unified effort to make vaccines available and to aid developing countries hit hard by the pandemic. Other leaders expressed similar sentiments. This is the second time the G20 has met virtually this year. Back in March, they held an emergency meeting as the pandemic took hold. As they meet now, cases across the world are surging. The World Health Organization says there have been more coronavirus infections in the past 4 weeks than in the first 6 months of the pandemic. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
In Guatemala, hundreds of protesters broke into the country's Congress Saturday and burned part of the building. They're amid growing demonstrations against Guatemala's president and the legislature for approving a budget that cut educational and health spending. Bria Martin reports.
There's no word yet regarding Guatemalan President Alejandro Yamate's response to his vice president Guillermo Castillo's call for them both to resign. The controversial spending plan approved this week was negotiated in secret and passed in the middle of the night, even as Hurricane Iota was raining devastation on swaths of Guatemala. The measure would eliminate programs that help malnourished children. It borrows millions, and it favors lawmakers' pet projects like infrastructure tied to big business. Civil society, press, and church groups have called for the budget's veto, while plans are underway for nationwide protests. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
This is NPR. The American Automobile Association states the day before Thanksgiving is traditionally the busiest travel day of the year. As Stu Johnson with member station WEKU reports, it may still be this November, but numbers are expected to be much lower than in 2019.
A AAA survey of almost 700 Kentuckians shows 85% of the Commonwealth's residents plan to stay home this Thanksgiving. Not surprisingly, the pandemic is a major factor. But AAA spokeswoman Lori Weaver-Hawkins says well over half of those questioned said they were not planning to travel anyway.
Of the people that are staying home, you know, they've already made the decision to stay home, about just over a third are doing so because of COVID-19.
For those that are planning to travel, Weaver-Hawkins says the vast majority of Kentuckians plan to drive. She says travel in a personal vehicle offers more control over contacts. And for those venturing out on roadways, gas prices on average nationally are nearly 50% cheaper than a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.
The Trump campaign continues its efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election with Joe Biden won. It's requested a recount of votes in Georgia. After conducting a hand recount, officials there have certified results that Biden won. The Trump campaign also says it will appeal a judge's decision Saturday, dismissing a lawsuit trying to block the certification of votes in Pennsylvania. The federal judge said Trump's lawyers provided no evidence to justify throwing out millions of ballots. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.